What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Fans, with training camp just a few days away.
A week from Thursday.
A few days away. We are counting down to the start of the NFL season. And I know it's crazy, and many of you, like Mike, you went on a vacation, and you're like, wait a minute, it's still July. Yes, this is that time of year where things get underway. With SEC Media Days going on, college camps are going to open up too here at the end of the month, guys. And for the Falcons, Mike, today something happened that we need to discuss. Now, it's not about our Falcons, but it will be. Because today we found out that a very good wide receiver just got a brand new deal in Garrett Wilson. The reason why this is interesting is because Garrett Wilson came out in the same draft as our own Drake London.
Hello.
And Garrett Wilson got a new deal, 4 years, $130 million. The breakdown of the deal is that it's $90 million is the fourth largest guarantee for a wide receiver. $13 million signing bonus, $20 million in option bonuses, blah, blah, blah. He is now one of the highest paid wide receivers. And the bottom line is this is a 32.5 million average per year. That's the fifth highest, not the first, for a wide receiver.
Right.
But Mike, here's the thing. And Falcon fans, this is what I'm getting to. If we think Drake London is who we think he is, and I think he's a dog, and I think he's going to have another big year this year, and he's going to be over 1,000 yards, and their numbers, and I'm talking about Garrett Wilson, and Drake's numbers are very similar, you're looking at this kind of deal potentially for Drake London when it comes time, Mike, and that time is ticking.
Drake London had two more touchdowns than Garrett Wilson, and he was about 100 yards and change, more as far as receiving yards. And actual receptions was basically a push, 100 to 101. So there you go. Even though Garrett comes out as 14th and Drake London comes out in 4th as far as total yards, but there's so much comparability there between the two. So that's the starting point. Because, again, as you know, the reset will happen for the next big wide receiver, and that will probably be our man Drake London.
Yeah, look, when you look at this deal, first of all, I know it sounds maybe crazy, but this is a fair deal.
Again, you're crazy.
He's not the highest paid.
No, but it's a fair deal.
But he's in the mix. And when you talk about, you know, again, the agent talk, which is, you know, annual percentage, per cap, blah, 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 all of this stuff. The bottom line is they want everybody to see what he's making per year on average, Mike,
right.
And what's the signing bonus. And that's what Drake is more than likely in his company or his camp is going to be looking at. But here's my deal. Pay him. If, Mike, we get to the playoffs, if there is a real connection with Michael Penix and Drake London, we have a young core on offense. Pay him. I have no issues with this. And for some of you are like, well, I don't know, the team hadn't been good. You got to get out of that mindset. The way you get good is you take care of the guys who get you good. And so for a guy like Garrett Wilson, and I feel bad for him, Mike, because he's gone through a bunch of quarterbacks, had right. Aaron Rodgers there, but it doesn't matter. This is what he always gets back to for me with Pitts.
The other thing is, though, he's going to
perform.
Right. He put the numbers up. But now here's the deal. You're giving him that contract, and now you got Justin Fields.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and I know that you've been a champion of Justin Fields, and he's going to eventually get his shot to shine. He's been inconsistent at best, but it'll be interesting to see if he can be as reliable a delivery system as the numbers he put up last year with Aaron Rodgers. But I'm with you. I mean, look, Drake London does all the things that you need. He'd have 1,000 yards every season if we didn't have two bums
yep. The
first 2 years he's in the league. So now you know what the market's going to be. And then conversely, eventually going to pay Bijan. The good news is, by the time these contracts are going, hopefully the guys that we just drafted to go get the quarterback are kicking butt, and we've got that salary control for a couple of years. And that's how you do what Seattle was able to do. Remember, that was always the big thing about you had a third-round draft pick at quarterback, so it kept the overall number down for him, and you could go do some other things. Well, we got that's why I always thought it was dumb to sign Cousins to draft Penix, because if Cousins stays healthier, we're not where we're at. You weren't going to know what you had with Michael Penix for 2 or 3 years in. And then by that time, boom, it's time to turn around and pay him, like the Packers had with Jordan Love after just 1 year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my point is, eventually everyone's going to have to get paid. We all presume the NFL salary cap is just a rocket ship to the moon, and every year it's going to expand by 5% or more.
No doubt. I have always felt, though, Mike, even when we signed Cousins, and I know people didn't want to hear it, I always said it's a one-year deal. You paid him 1 year to come in. That's why all that money was up front and paid out in the first 2 years. And look, I didn't expect the injury, and neither did you. But you're right. Eventually, we hope we're having this conversation about our quarterback. We hope that we're talking about Michael Penix being, at some point, the top-paid guy in the league. Because guess what? That means we've arrived. That means right. He's doing the job. That means this offense is clicking and scoring points the way that we should. Here's the thing. We haven't been good enough to pay anybody. The guys that have gotten paid, the Grady Jarretts, Mike, Jesse Bates was brought in here as a free agent. He was a top safety free agent. Right. You had to pay him to bring him in here. Think about our own guys that we've paid in the last 3 or 4 years. Who have we paid? We hadn't been good enough.
No, that's the thing. And Grady just, you know, we just paired that salary off the cap. Right now, I mean, you think about our tackles, our guards. You got Jake. You got Lindstrom. Eventually, now another thing, you know, eventually you have to pay Bergeron. There's a lot of these worker bees. So that's just, you know, that's when you look at the numbers, anytime a guy from that draft class gets signed, you think, okay, here's another one. It almost like guarantees that Pitts is gone.
You think so?
Unless, here's the thing, if Pitts balls out, then, you know, you're going to give him a contract after 2 good years. Franchise tag him, that's expensive too. So the best case would be, and I think you and I have discussed this, if he goes and signs with somebody else, we get a compensatory pick. You know, and that would be the value set for him.
Yeah.
I know that's a crazy kind of looking down the road deal, but it just seems when we start talking about our elite players on this team who do their job, unlike Kyle Pitts, whether you're on Kyle Pitts' side or it's not his fault, yeah, you're not getting the production for the money.
Yeah. You guys can hit us up. Jets star wide receiver Garrett Wilson reaching an agreement. And by the way, all these guys in the NFL, trust me, Drake's at home. He got the news. He just smiled because he knows as these guys continue at your position to stack this paper and get your bag, it only helps the guys that are performing at a high level. He's one of them. Garrett reaches an agreement to make him the one of the highest paid wide receivers in the NFL. 404-726-0929. Talking about the Falcons as we count down to camp, Mike. Chris Lindstrom, by the way, you were just talking about the O-line, wants the O-line to eliminate pre-snap stuff. Now, crazy enough, one of the things we saw in the documentary on Netflix, quarterback, was Kirk Cousins talking about, and it happened in the first game against Pittsburgh,
right,
where he picks up the leg and, the tight end runs by, ball hits a tight end, there's a fumble. And he was like, I knew it was going to happen. And he was antsy about it all week long leading into the Pittsburgh game, talking about the motions and the shifts.
Yeah, because he's not confident with his Achilles because he can't – it's like a freaking robot at times. But you're right. Don't you want to try to have the defense on its heels with multiple looks like 90% of the NFL does?
Absolutely. I just think when you talk about this stuff, you got to have a quarterback who feels – now, again, he got more comfortable as the season went along. Right. But you got to have a quarterback that's confident in doing all those things to give the offensive line the confidence to do their job. But Chris Lindstrom, one of the best offensive linemen in the league, saying we got to eliminate these pre-snap penalties.
Oh, God. And that's, you know, we used to joke around with Bob Whitfield. He's like, why are you always on my butt? I go, well, Bob, it's not that hard when they say holding number 70 or false start number 70. And Bob. We love Bob, by the way, because he's a good dude.
He is.
But no, it's just that was something which, like, killed drives. something when we were really struggling. It wasn't just Kirk Cousins couldn't, you know, had a pea shooter for an arm. We had a lot of penalties. I go look at where we stand, because it does seem like there was an inordinate amount of those false starts.
Well, it was drive killers.
Right.
I mean, we talk about, you know, not scoring in the red zone and coup kicking field goals, it feels like, all the damn time, because we had drive killers. We would be moving the football, and then all of a sudden the offense would shoot themselves in the foot. And I think that's what Chris Lindstrom, maybe in the offseason, Mike, it's something they focused on, but he's talking about that. And then we talk about the quarterbacks coach, because, guys, as a guy we don't discuss a lot. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, live from Murph's as we get ready for the Home Run Derby tonight. All-star festivities going on down here at Cobb Galleria at Truist Park as well. But quarterbacks coach DJ Williams, and Day-Day, our executive producer, asked this early. He goes, what do we know about him? Not a lot. Mm. And I don't mean that like he doesn't know what he's doing, but I don't know if he's top of mind when we talk about the development of Michael Penix. Cousins came in as a 13, 14-year vet. You really worried about the quarterbacks coach? You just hoped that he connected with the offensive coordinator. Now you've got a young quarterback who is literally going to need that guidance, which is why I love that Penix has talked about his relationship with Matt Ryan. But there are other guys in the building, Mike. We were talking about it today, a former quarterback, TJ
Williams, Doug Williams' son from Grambling.
He's there. Yep. Who else am I thinking of? Yates, thank you, TJ Yates. He's there. There's a bunch of guys.
I was just reading because the Falcons had a little article on him, and I was reading about TJ. He did try to make some NFL teams, but he's getting another set of eyeballs on the situation, and we have nothing but respect for his dad, Doug Williams, but that's somebody who's making his way. He's one of those guys. Remember we talked about years ago minority hiring, and they have all the black coaches are on the defensive side?
Yeah.
He was part of – he got advanced because he was part of that symposium to try to get African-American coaches on the offensive side.
Yeah.
And that's where he stands right now in his time with the Falcons.
I think this will be one of those things that at some point we will address as we get to camp and talk more about the makeup of this football team. But we don't hardly talk about the quarterbacks coach. We just expect Michael Penix to be on his game. This guy is in all those meetings. He's in all the rooms. And we'll see what kind of impact DJ Williams has.
If Kirk is going to be a big brother –
there you go.
Help out.
There you go.
By the way, look it up. For all those pre-snap penalties, we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're the 6th least team as far as penalty yards.
That's good.
So that's actually not – that's a lot better than I expected for the Falcons. When you think about, as you said, the timing, the drive killers.
Yeah. 404-726-0929. Man, follow Mike. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in the radio show.
I want
Dukes
to post
Bell, 929.
Sorry to cut you off. Post a picture of the fish. Maybe I can do one of those black squares on the captain's face.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. The people still are able to maneuver and find out who those faces are.
You got to get the hook out of the fish's mouth, Carl. Even if it's an endangered fish.
No, I understand. Right. Yeah, people put those black marks or whatever over the faces of people. And then I always see those pictures later with those faces actually showing the real faces. Right. Hey, man, coming up, we are going to talk more about our Braves. It is All-Star Week because the weekend has come and gone. We had a celebrity softball game. We had the HBCU highlight game, which was absolutely incredible. Again, highlighting some of the great talent in the HBCUs around the country. But I also think, Mike, that, you know, looking at the – and Truist just posted a picture, and they're like, the gates are open. There's a ton of people down here, man. There's a ton of people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people
here
just show up to be a part of the pageantry and all the stuff and everything else is going down. And I did hear – now, again, I don't know where you guys are at. You can hit us up on the text line or you can just tell us on social media. I did hear from a few folks that prices were coming down a little bit.
Okay. Well, that's good.
So there's always seems to be that, you know, that – It's like eye-popping, you know, months out. But right now I've heard $220 gets you in for the Home Run Derby? Or is that for the All-Star Game? Either way, and they're going to be in the 400 or 300 section.
Sure. But look, I think that gives more people who are coming down here an opportunity to maybe take in the festivities. Again, a couple of...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Our listeners came earlier and they were like, look, we're in the standing room only. That we just want to be in the ballpark. So they're just, they had a chance to get a couple of tickets for standing room only. However you're going, enjoy, man. This is a fun event. I was telling Day-Day, for all the years I covered MLB and being at All-Star Games, it's great. And the vibe is great. And I think we're going to get a good show. Hopefully Matt Olson gets hot. Right. Hey, man, when we come back, I don't think he did anything wrong. Matter of fact, I think he did everything right. But yet he's being punished for it. And I want to know what you guys think. We'll tell you this story next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.